music can only mean one thing. Richard Roper is here to review Marvel's latest, greatest, biggest, most star-studded film yet, Avengers Infinity War. This is The Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. And Richard, this one, I'm dying to hear the review because there are a few superhero movies that really get me excited. I'm not really in that core audience of going out to see every single one of them. But Black Panther, I wanted to go see. I haven't seen yet. I will. This one, right now, I'm feeling like I want to see it.
Avengers Infinity War. Yes, Anna, you set it up beautifully. This is maybe the most expensive Marvel movie ever made. It's not the most expensive movie ever made when we start talking about inflation and all that, but a good 400 mil, I would say, they put into this, and maybe a little bit more by the time you get done with marketing and everything.
Man.
And for the geeks, they've been waiting for this forever. And when I say the geeks, by the way, that's the majority of people. That's not a negative term anymore. If you're not, when you talk about back in the day, oh, nerd alert. No, the nerds,
it's cool to be a geek.
Have been running the world since Microsoft. So,
sure.
It's a huge crowd. But when I talk about, I'm talking more about the people that are really into
the Marvel,
the comic
universe.
Books and the Marvel universe, exactly. So for those of you who aren't, hugely into it, a lot of the characters like your Iron Man and Spider-Man, etc. But the thing that people are excited about this time out is that the Guardians of the Galaxy, who have been operating in their own world, that's the one with Chris Pratt and Zoe Saldana, Dave Bautista, and they're very kind of pop candy-colored looking adventures, lighthearted, with all that cool music from the 70s.
Right.
The Guardians, Bradley Cooper is the voice of the little kind of raccoon-looking creature.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's Groot, the tree that always just says, "I'm Groot." So those are kind of lighter adventures. They have some deep moments as well. But now the Guardians of the Galaxy are actually intertwining and meeting and interacting with the Avengers. So even though we've been watching all these movies, this is the first time, for example, that Tony Stark, Iron Man, played by Robert Downey Jr., has ever met the Guardians of the Galaxy, Chris Pratt and all those guys. They've never met before. They didn't even know of each other's existence, because in the Marvel Universe, it's a huge, huge universe. So Thor's over here and the Hulk's over there. And even some of the Marvel creatures and characters have just started to meet each other. So a lot of the fun in this movie is watching them react to each other. Like at one point, one of the characters, the Guardians of the Galaxy, learning about the Avengers, he's like, "Wait a minute, you have an Ant-Man and a Spider-Man? You need two of those?"
And they're like, "And what does
each
one
very
do?
Different, you know."
So they're showing off their superpowers to each other?
Yeah, and just, yeah.
Because they don't really know.
Or someone will just show up and they're like, "What are you? You know, what do you do? And what are your powers?" And they all team up in this movie because Thanos, who is the big evil monster villain, and like every other villain in every other movie, he wants to control the universe.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin, the great Josh Brolin, plays Thanos. And he was actually an interesting character because, yes, he wants to control the universe. He actually thinks the universe is overpopulated, and he believes that he can eliminate half the population so that the rest can survive. Now, that's known as genocide, but in his crazy mind, it's the only way to survive.
But there's a soft side to Thanos, too.
He's a Shakespearean, conflicted character. He's closely related to a character. I don't want to say which one. Mm-hmm. We find out in the movie. He has to make some sacrifices as well. But yes, he's definitely the evil entity here. Okay, so we got a clip. Here's the clip. This is the Guardians of the Galaxy. They're in their own galaxy, humming along, playing music by the spinners, having a great old time, when all of a sudden, Thor literally lands on their windshield. Unconscious Thor, played by Chris Hemsworth, who they had no idea that there was ever a Norse god Thor, right, from planet Odin. So they scrape him off the windshield and bring him in, and now they're trying to figure out what exactly is the deal here.
Okay.
Oh, wipers! Wipers! Get it off!
How's this dude still alive?
He is not a dude. You're a dude. This is a man. A handsome, muscular man.
It's like his muscles are made of Cotati metal fibers.
Stop massaging his muscles. Wake him up.
Who are you guys?
I love the dialogue. It's, they're kind of poking fun at each other.
So Chris Pratt, who's playing Star-Lord, is like, and he's romantically involved with Gamora, and she's the one that's like, she's the one that's like, saying his muscles are made of this, and then one of the other guys says, you could lose a little weight, Star-Lord, because he's just a half-human guy, and Thor's Thor. So there's a lot of that kind of humor, and most of it's actually really funny. A lot of inside references. If you don't know who all these characters are,
does it matter?
It kind of does. I mean, look, you can figure this out. Here are the good guys, here are the bad guys, and here's what they're trying to do. But if you're really into it, it's really cool when Thor is on the spaceship with the Guardians of the Galaxy. And he hears one of them call the other one a moron. And so he thinks that's the name that their group is. He goes, "It's nice meeting you, morons of the galaxy." And they're like, "We're not the morons of the galaxy."
It's not right.
And you know, Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, and he and Doctor Strange, who's another brilliant type, you know, they have a pretty cool, you know, back and forth thing. And then there's really neat things like where the Avengers land in Wakanda. And there's the Black Panther and Shuri, his sister, and the general, and all our favorites from just a couple of months ago. But now they've got the Hulk in their midst, and he's their friend. And why is he here? Let's find out. There's more battle. So it's, you know, it's 2.5 hours, and it at times you're like, okay, is this just an advertisement for the sequel? Because this is setting up the second half of the Infinity War.
Does it leave you on a total cliffhanger?
It leaves you on a cliffhanger for sure. There's a lot of resolution.
Okay.
And there are some genuinely dramatic moments, but it's mostly just about the whiz-bang special effects, and I think more about just the fun of having all these characters.
It sounds like fun, you know, even from those
clips. It's kind of like when you go see, like, you know, if you go see an all-star band that gets together, or like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where everybody gets together at the end and jams on stage,
right.
And you can't believe that this guitar is from this band, you know, and it's fun, but sometimes you're like, okay, they're not really completely in sync, because, you know, this guy from that band has never played with that guy in that band, but it's really fun. It's fun seeing Springsteen on stage with Taylor Swift while Ringo's playing drums.
And some surprising people are in it. Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage
from Game of Thrones. We all love him.
Definitely don't want to give away what his character is about.
Okay.
But if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, he's not playing anybody related to Game of Thrones, but if you're a fan of Game of Thrones and Peter Dinklage, you're going to love his character. The moment you see him on screen is one of the biggest laughs and applause moments you're going to see at the movies this year. People are just loving it.
Something.
And I'll leave it at that.
Who are the best performances? There are so many stars in this movie, so many great actors.
Yeah, that's a great question, because, you know, some of them are just really making glorified cameos. Josh Brolin as the villain might have more screen time because it's just one of him, and there's like 24 of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we get to know him, we don't come to sympathize with him, but he's an interesting villain. And then I think a lot of the women have some great roles. Scarlett Johansson, Elizabeth Olsen has a substantial role. She's really good. Letitia Wright as Shuri, the little sister of T'Challa, Black Panther, of course, is terrific. And then, of course, we're talking Robert Downey Jr. There's nobody
She's
better.
She's always good.
There's nobody. I mean, look at the actors in this movie. Gwyneth Paltrow's back as Pepper, his love interest.
Oh.
So when you're talking Gwyneth Paltrow, Robert Downey Jr., Benedict Cumberbatch, Mark Ruffalo, Josh Brolin, they either have Oscars or have been nominated for Oscars.
Right.
You know, top of the line actors.
Benicio del Toro is here.
Benicio's
Angela
in
Bassett.
There.
I just looked at this list. I'm like, what?
There's a lot. And a complete sidebar, if you were a fan of the show Arrested Development,
I was.
There's a shout out to Arrested Development in this movie, and there was in the last movie too, and I'm not going to say any more than that. I'll tell Anna off mic.
Okay, I want to hear that. I also want to ask, because this is I remind myself these are owned by Disney.
Yes.
And so they keep them PG-13, don't they?
PG and PG-13. Yeah, they're almost never R, with a few exceptions. And you know, that's another great thing. They're smart about that. You're talking about an international cast, international settings, intergalactic settings, and movies that, you know, even though the dialogue's really clever, some of the humor probably will get lost literally in translation. But this is the kind of movie it's going to do, you know, close to a billion here and then close to a billion overseas.
Isn't that
they
crazy?
Can't wait to see it in China.
I was just China. Like
The Chinese market for these movies just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The Chinese audience love these superhero films.
These big blockbuster superhero films. They were saying Black Panther has now crossed the nearly $3 billion mark.
Insane, yeah.
It is absolutely, and it only was released a couple months ago, which also seems strange. They're so closely staggered.
There's so many now, and you know, it is interesting to see that this one came out. And this is probably going to be the second biggest movie of the year, definitely in the top five. Quality-wise, I don't think it's on the level of Black Panther or Wonder Woman, the last two really, I think, great superhero movies, because those were so much about the characters and had more like real drama to them, like real human drama. This is pure pop fantasy, you know, you know, there's violence, but it's cartoon stuff, you know, there's not to be taken seriously. Plus, most of the planets in this movie, I got a spoiler alert, they're not real planets.
Oh, darn it. Wakanda, is that real at least?
That is real. Now, that is real, but
it's out here in the suburbs. I've been there.
It's hard to book it. It's hard to book that travel to Wakanda.
Right.
Wakanda's real. And I'm not so sure that Odin is real in some of these other
So you said the super geek fans of Marvel and the universe.
I'm giving it 3.5 stars, by the way. 3.5. It's not one of the best movies either, but it's definitely, you know, in the Marvel Universe, there's been 19 movies. It's probably the seventh or eighth best, which is saying a lot. There's a lot of good ones.
But super entertaining, it sounds like.
Yeah. And go to the bathroom first because it's 2 hours and 32 minutes long. And then you have to sit through 10 minutes of credits because you get the little tease to the next movie where there's like a little spoiler alert where two other characters show up. And
no way.
Say who they are.
Why don't they do an intermission when they're 2 hours and 20
minutes? It wouldn't be the worst idea in the world. A lot of people decided at my screen that there's going to be an intermission. So I'm like, are you going to step over me one more time? Well, here's the thing. If you get the soda that comes in a cup the size of R2-D2, you're going to have to go to the bathroom.
You're
going
to have to go to the bathroom.
And don't come back and ask me what I miss, because when they ask me what I miss, I always just say, there was a musical number. Even if there wasn't. Like, really? I go, yeah.
Even at the screening where the serious folks like you are critiquing the movies?
I have to say, honestly, the critics don't usually get up, but sometimes they want to see it with an audience. But no, to defend my fellow critics, very few of them.
I'm the worst person.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Do you ever want to bring Violetta to a screening?
She's banned. In fact, I banned her. I gave them her picture and I said, she's trouble.
And I run through the movie theater. You know, I'm like, I gotta get back. Gotta get back. People getting my way.
That turn the phone thing off is for everyone else.
Yeah, really. I need to get a call.
I turn my phone off.
Can't believe
I
I'm at the screening.
I don't. I mean, it's so funny because there is the total etiquette that everyone gets mad about in a theater, and it feels like why do people not understand it? I mean, it's so easy. The rules are so easy, aren't they? Turn your phone off. Else.
Well, a lot of these screenings, when they do invite the public, if you've won tickets or whatever, you got them online, they say again and again, if you turn your phone on during the movie, we're going to throw you out. And I've suggested to the security people, they need to plant two ruffians in the crowd.
That's a great idea.
Have them talk on their cell phones, and then have your security people throw them out, and then everyone be like, oh man, they really mean it.
But it's not even about just talking on your phone. If you take it out even to look at it, the brightness,
that's true.
Is so distracting. So, you know, you'll be like, put your phone away. They're like, I'm not talking on it. I'm like, you're bothering
me. That's 100% true. It drives me nuts. I've been at a few, especially early on in the age of texting. Uh-huh. When I remember going to Sundance and it looked like the encore of an Eagles concert. I'm like, y'all need to put away your phones. But we're just texting.
That's back when you had a text with three numbers to a letter.
Exactly. 1, 2, 3, TR9 to get to
ABC.
You
missed it. You got to do it again. I remember my good old Razor days.
And you had a maximum of 9 pictures that you could store on your phone.
Oh,
and you
I know.
To, like, start
Thank God that's over. Now it's kind of unlimited, right?
And they all look like the Zapruder footage, basically. What are you showing me? What did you send me? Is that a sexy picture or dessert?
It's whatever both. You want it to be. Whatever. All right. So you said how many stars?
3.5 stars.
3.5 stars. Go see it. Is it out? Is it a Thursday release or Wednesday night?
Thursday night. You can see it late Thursday night. And then theaters everywhere Friday.
And this is not one that's on 3D or anything like that?
No. I saw it in 2D. You can see it in 2D. Even 3D is only 2.5D anyway. And
so it's just.
But definitely see it on a big screen because the visuals are, as always with these movies, very impressive.
Absolutely awesome. Okay, in Avengers: Infinity War. Go see it. Richard says we're going to check back here with the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis, here on WGN. But first, let's check in with Judy Pilak, see what's coming up top of the hour.